is Michael Collins Piper, coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, I think we had an interesting show last night with my longtime friend and colleague, Willis Cardo. Very controversial man, and he's proud of being controversial because he believes in something that I believe in, and I know that all the listeners of the Republic Broadcasting Network believe in, and that's freedom of speech. The right to speak out, the right to discuss controversial issues, you know, it is so very important. And as I always say, there's so many efforts to silence our freedom of expression. Interesting story in the Forward newspaper, which is a very distinguished newspaper published in New York City, very prominent in the Jewish community. Article by the Forward staff, it's headlined, Bush will protect Israel. The opening paragraph says, President Bush suggested this week that Israeli security was a main reason for America's effort to block Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. The threat from Iran is, of course, their stated objective, to destroy our strong ally Israel, Bush declared, following a speech Monday in which he defended his administration's Iraq policy. That's a threat, a serious threat. It's a threat to world peace. It's a threat, in essence, to a strong alliance. I made it clear. I'll make it clear again that we will use military might to protect our ally Israel. Okay, that's the President of the United States. That's his words. That's not my interpretation of it. I'm reading a direct quote from America's most distinguished Jewish newspaper, Forward. You know, it's kind of funny. Forward also has an editorial this week loudly denouncing the two scholars, one from the University of Chicago and one from Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government, who issued this report on the power of the Israel lobby. And of course, as Dr. Hesham Talawi said here on this program just the other night, he said, you know, there's nothing new in this report. It's things that he's been saying, that I've been saying, that a lot of people here on the Republic Broadcasting Network have been saying, you know, for a long, long time. So there's really nothing new there. But, you know, here's what Forward says in their editorial about this. This is what they're talking. This is their assessment of the situation in the world today. These are dark, poisonous days we live in, and the poison is spreading. In Iraq, America has stumbled into a quagmire of historic proportions with global consequences that are proving nothing short of catastrophic. If that weren't enough, our nation is nearly bankrupt with a national debt nearly equal to our gross domestic product. Well, isn't that interesting, folks? Forward is assessing the situation in Iraq as being something really tragic. And guess what? It's because of Israel, that is, the Forward's favorite foreign nation, or dare I say, the Forward's favorite nation, that the United States is involved in Iraq. And now, because of that same foreign nation, Israel, our president is declaring that we will fight. We're going to fight for Israel. And, you know, we'll fight to the last man. But, you know, Edgar Bronfman is not going to be over there. Edgar Bronfman, head of the World Jewish Congress, or S.I. Newhouse, the powerful billionaire who heads a major media empire. Sumner Redstone, none of these big media barons that love Israel so much, they're not going to be over there fighting. But kids from the ghettos, American Indian kids from the reservations, yeah, they're going to be going over there fighting. Little kids from the hills of West Virginia who can't find any work and join the military, like Lindy England, they're the ones that are going to go over there and die, folks, because of this gangster in the White House. This is Michael Collins Piper. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned, folks. A lot more to come.
The The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper. I'm coming to you from here in Washington, D.C., on Republic Broadcasting Network. Before the break, I was commenting about some of these big-shot supporters of Israel with all this money that they use to finance the Israeli lobby in this country, how none of these people are going to be going over there and doing the fighting and the dying. You know, they got us involved in this war in Iraq, and now they want us involved in a war in Iran. And we've even got two members of the United States Senate, the Gold Dust twins, the Bobbsey twins, Heckel and Jekyll, Joe Lieberman and John McCain. These two guys, they've already said, you know, that the United States should attack Iraq. I mean, these guys aren't playing games, folks, and, you know, they want a war. They want a war. This Lieberman character who portrays himself as some sort of tower of integrity. You know, fortunately, there's some good Democrats are going to try to run a candidate against him in his upcoming Senate primary and try to knock him out of the box. He definitely should be removed from the United States Senate. So should John McCain. You know, in my book, The New Jerusalem: Zionist Power in America, I have a chapter on the Bronfman family of Canada. Well, they're the Bronfman family of the United States now. They became U.S. citizens because Edgar Bronfman became a U.S. citizen because it was convenient for business purposes. In the chapter on the Bronfman family, I point out that John McCain's entire family fortune, his family owns a beer distributorship in Arizona. Well, folks, He got that. The family got that through the sponsorship of the Bronfmans, who have been the secret power behind the political throne in Arizona for a long, long time. So John McCain is bought and paid for, folks. He's no reformer. He's owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Israeli lobby, owned by the Bronfman family. So that's why you hear John McCain saying why it's so important for the United States to send its boys and girls, and that's what a lot of these kids are, boys and girls, to fight and die for Israel. And, of course, you're not going to see Abe Foxman, chief of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, big lobby for Israel, an asset of Israel's intelligence service, the Mossad. You're not going to see Abe Foxman over there fighting for Israel. No, no, he's going to be sitting back here on the sidelines attacking people in America who dare to stand up to the Israeli lobby. That's what he's a professional attacker, and yet that's the funny thing about it, folks. Their group says that they're fighting the defamation of the Jewish people, but what, in fact, the Anti-Defamation League does is defame people who dare to criticize the Israeli lobby in America. And, you know, I'm going to tell you a funny little story about Abe Foxman. I've told this story publicly a number of times. I've told it on the air. It says a lot about this hookworm. I happened to see Abe Foxman one day here on Capitol Hill. He happened to come into my favorite restaurant. I took that as a personal offense, of course, but I was sitting there minding my own business, reading the paper over dinner, and I'd heard two characters in the back of the restaurant talking rather loudly about Israeli affairs. Something to do with Israel, something to do with the B'nai B'rith. So it was pretty obvious these people had some connections in that realm. Well, I look up, and here comes none other than Abe Foxman coming into the restaurant, joining his two friends. Well, you know, this is a great temptation for me, you know. But, you know, I'm a gentleman. I'm a rather pleasant fellow. And I said to myself, now, I'm not going to interfere with his dinner because I certainly wouldn't want him to interfere with mine. And I'm actually going to approach him, I thought, but I'm going to wait till he's done and wait till he's out of the restaurant. So I sat down at a little coffee shop here in Capitol Hill and had a cup of coffee and smoked a nice cigar. And about a half an hour later, here comes Abe Foxman, head of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, guy who's written quite a bit about me and has done some dirty tricks against me and probably is the one who's responsible for arranging the wiretap that I physically cut off my own telephone some years ago. Right, yeah, that's right. In any case, I go up to Mr. Foxman. I know it's him. There's no question about it, folks. And I say to him, "Hello, aren't you Mr. Foxman?" This man was frightened out of his underwear, folks. I don't think he knew who I was. I'm not going to flatter myself to think that I'm that important or that he even recognized me. Although I'm sure he has a big fat file on me, including recordings of my telephone conversations and God knows what else. But in any case, the man was absolutely startled. Somebody had approached him publicly. He wasn't in control of the situation. And he says to me, he says, "Oh, no, 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 no." He says, "No." I said, "Well, you're not Mr. Foxman." And he said, "Oh, no, no, no." Well, I was rather startled myself at this point because, you know, here's the thing. I'm not a really nasty-looking person. I'm, you know, kind of a friendly fellow. I've even been called handsome. So it's not like he was being approached by an ogre. He wasn't being approached by someone in a Nazi uniform. I wasn't wearing a Ku Klux Klan hood. But this man was absolutely terrified that someone who he did not know, who he could not control, who he was not lecturing to, knew who he was. Abe Foxman had lost control of the situation. This is a man who's accustomed to calling press conferences, you know, and inviting the press and hogging the press, you know, shoving his ugly face into the cameras at any given opportunity so that he can defame people. And yet, here's this pleasant-looking gentleman approaching him in a public place in front of hundreds of people. And this man practically ran from me, ladies and gentlemen, because he wasn't in control. And you see, this goes to show you how really cowardly these bullies are. You know, we tend to we tend to be fearful of these people because we know how much money they have and how much power they have. We know that they can make and break politicians. We know that they control the mass media in America. That's a lot of power. But you know, folks, that one simple little encounter that I had with this Mr. Abe Foxman shows truly what cowards these bullies are. You know, they are so accustomed to being in control. They're so accustomed to, you know, having the press, in Mr. Foxman's case, report everything he says, you know. Gets all the free publicity he wants, but when he's confronted and not in a situation where he's not in control, that's another story for Abe Foxman. So I guess the moral to the story, if there is such a thing in this case, is that we really shouldn't be afraid of them. We should be prepared to confront them. And, you know, as this country slides further and further toward the likelihood that there's going to be wars and more wars, all because of the power of this horrible lobby, which is so well-funded and which does make the politicians quake and shake. Mainly, I think, probably because many of them are blackmailed, not to mention a lot of them, of course, just receive lots of hefty payoffs from them. But you know, as we come closer and closer toward the likelihood of another war, a war that could turn into a nuclear holocaust, you know, we're going to have to start thinking in terms of our own survival. We talked about Lawrence Dennis on the show last evening, operational thinking for survival. Because, you know, if we do have a war, if we do get into a war with Iran, I mean, we're already in the midst of this civil war in Iraq that we caused. I shouldn't say we caused. George Bush and his criminal gang and his administration caused this war. But it's impacting on all of us. We're going to have to start taking some real measures to protect ourselves and to, how shall I put this? We're going to have to start laying it all on the line and standing up to the powers that be in this country and letting them know that we know where they are and who they are, where their offices are, where their homes are. You know, there's a lot of powerful people, and like Abe Foxman, they like to hide in the shadows and when it's convenient, or otherwise be in front of the cameras. But we've got to let them know that if they want to continue to run things, if they want to continue to send American boys and girls overseas to fight and die for wars that have nothing to do with America's interests and all to do with Israel's interests, then we are going to have to start saying to the people who make up the Israeli lobby in this country, we've had it, we're sick of it all, we're standing up to you, no more nonsense. We know where you are, and we're going to take you on. I'm being gentle here tonight, folks. I'm being very gentle. I'm pulling my punches, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to play Mr. Nice Guy because basically I am a nice guy. But the problem is the people we're dealing with, the people that I'm talking about here tonight are not nice guys. They kill people, and they have people killed, and that's wrong. War is a racket. That's what General Smedley Darlington Butler said, and it's a very profitable racket. And it's a very profitable racket for some of these criminals in the Bush administration right now. And yet we let them do it. Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld. They're making big profits from companies that are benefiting from the war in Iraq. And where is the anger? Where is the protest on the part of the American people? I'm amazed. I'm amazed, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I say, that's why we're going to really seriously have to start taking public action. We're going to have to protest. We are going to have to shout down distinguished citizens and distinguished public officials. You know, when these congressmen come back and have their town meetings and, you know, expect the applause of the constituents. No, we have to call these members of Congress the bought and paid for garbage that they are. Folks, stay tuned. We're going to be taking your phone calls. This is Michael Collins Piper on a Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Okay, folks, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have quite a few callers lined up here, so we're going to bring you up. But there's one other little item I thought might be of interest to note, particularly in the context of my little rant and rave earlier here regarding our so-called ally Israel and its very powerful lobby here in America. That same issue of the Forward newspaper that I was quoting earlier says this: some facts need repeating, though they shouldn't. They say Israel was founded by a majority vote of the United Nations General Assembly. Well, you know what? That's true. But guess what's also true? According to a book by, I believe his name is Robert Donovan, and I know I have this book somewhere here in my library, but you wouldn't believe the thousands of books I'm looking at, all shoved in and out of shelves, and, you know, I read a lot, folks. In any case, this book by Mr. Donovan, very well-known journalist and historian, says, matter-of-factly in the book, that the Israeli lobby passed a lot of bribes to various delegations in the United Nations to get those votes that were necessary for Israel to be accepted as a nation by the United Nations General Assembly. So, basically, there was fraud involved there, folks. I mean, not only did they steal the land from the Palestinians and assume the title Israel, but they also committed bribery, which, you know, it's a crime, to get the votes necessary. Now, this is, a historical fact. It's not something, of course, the Israeli lobby wants to be known, but just one of those funny little details of history, one of those uncomfortable little details of history that I guess we need to know about. Anyway, folks, Eugene from Ohio has been waiting patiently to come aboard, so let's bring Eugene up. How you doing, Eugene?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
How you doing tonight?
Good. I wanted to tell you that I was listening to TV the day that they had Robert Maxwell, that British wealthy publishing magnate, on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I heard him say right on TV, he was recorded saying, we will have a one-world government. We will have a one-world currency, a one-world religion, a one-world language, a one-world economy. And he said, you will have it whether you like it or not. And then shortly after, you remember, he was drowned at sea?
Yeah, well, yeah, he was. He did drown at sea, but
and about a week ago, there was an article in the paper expressing no doubt about whether he really drowned or not.
Oh, there's no question about the fact that he was murdered. Gordon Thomas, who wrote for some time for American Free Press, an internationally known author of several books, he and his colleague Martin Dillon, who actually still does some work for American Free Press, they did a biography of Robert Maxwell, and they say very affirmatively in there that Maxwell was in fact murdered. He had been a longtime asset of the Mossad, and he became a liability because of his corruption. So it was, although he had done a lot of important work for Israel, and in fact was buried in Israel with honors, they still had to kill him. So.
Yeah.
So they will kill their own.
One other thing, you talked about all this money that these companies make in war.
Yes, yes.
When the end of the Vietnam War was closing down, and they asked big business, what do you think about it in this country, you know? They said, we hate to see it end. So, you know, all these veterans that are so proud, they can be proud of serving their country, but they really don't know or want to admit that these wars are caused.
I tell you something. I don't think that you can. I know what you're saying. I understand exactly what you're saying, but I don't think it's as. Let's put it this way: those who believe the lies of the Bush administration would like to believe that all of these American soldiers believe that this war is correct and that they're. You know, that they truly believe they're fighting for their country. But, you know, I'll tell you what, those are the comments that they get from the young men and women who are brought out by their by the administration to tout the party line. There's a lot of people, you know, I'll tell you what, you know, it's interesting you bring this up because last month Harper's Magazine had an article by its longtime editor calling for the impeachment of George W. Bush. Well, this month, and I wish I had the copy of the magazine with me, fortunately, I left it at the American Free Press office. This month Harper's has a cover story pondering the question as to whether or not there could be a military coup in the United States. And it's interesting because several of the people who are among those participating in this are they're ex-military men who are also historians and who are critics of the Bush administration. So, you know, frankly, I haven't read the entire article, but there is an underlying theme in the article that among the comments from these gentlemen that you know, maybe the American military is fed up enough with the racketeering and corruption within the civilian leadership that are getting us into these wars, that perhaps the military might finally say, the top men in the military might finally say, okay, enough is enough.
Well, the thing is, we don't. A lot of these military people who have criticized the government and their ways of doing things, a lot of times we're not exposed to their materials.
Well, that's right.
And we don't, like Tex Mars and some of these other guys.
Eugene, we have a break coming up here.
Thanks, Michael.
Okay, all right.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We've got quite a few callers here, and we are going to squeeze them all in one way or the other. This is Michael Collins Piper on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, coming to you from Washington, D.C. That's headquarters for this criminal Congress, this gangster regime in the White House, and also for one newspaper that isn't afraid to take all these criminals on, and that's American Free Press. I hope if you're not a subscriber now to American Free Press that you are going to sign up real soon. Please go to the website at AmericanFreePress.net. to get further information, or you can call American Free Press on the toll-free number, and they'll send you out a sample copy for absolutely free. So if you don't want to subscribe right now, but you just want to take a look at a sample copy, call that 888 number. It's 888-699-NEWS. Now, John in California, you've been very patient, too. John, why don't you come on up?
Hi, Michael.
How you doing tonight?
Yeah, okay. Bravo on your rant. You get me all fired up here.
Well, that's the idea.
I'll tell you. I'm all fired up. Well, we need to fire you on for 2 hours a day, boy.
Don't say it. I keep hearing that.
Hey, you're the hottest thing alternative talk radio, I'll tell you.
Oh, you don't flatter me so.
No, I'm serious. I'm not kidding you this time. You know, I'm not going to harpoon you about that one, bud.
All right.
Hey, as far as I got one thing to briefly say, then I'll get into what I wanted to ask.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, as far as the guy that was quoting the New World Order guys, you know, these our masters, our current set of masters, and what we will accept, I would say this. We will not accept it. We will not.
That's right. You know, they figure they have us coming and going, but, you know, I think that thanks to Republic Broadcasting and, you know, newspapers like American Free Press and just the explosion with the internet in general, you know, that that the word is spreading, and people are mad as hell, and they're not going to take it anymore. That's really what it all comes down to.
You got it. And that hookworm you were talking to, I love that term.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he speaks our language. You know, he's got to be talking to some other hookworm.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, see, the reason why, you know, I think I mentioned this before on the air that I once in a flash of anger referred to Abe Foxman and the Anti-Defamation League as swine, and then I remembered that my brother and his family have an adorable pet pig. It's not something one goes out and gets. It was given to them. But needless to say, this pig is a fine animal. It's a very clean animal. It's a very friendly animal. It plays with the dogs.
Yeah.
So I would not go so far as to compare Abe Foxman to swine. Abe Foxman, I got on the internet and I tried to find the most pernicious type of living entity, and I concluded it probably has to be a hookworm. So
yeah.
That's what I refer to Abe Foxman as.
There you go. You can't throw a few pearls in front of that.
for a play on words. So
yeah.
All right, John.
Anyways, I wanted to ask this, and I'll get off.
Yeah.
You know, we have this this situation that happened down in Alabama with those church fires, and the culprits that were caught evidently were Jewish.
And that's what I heard. That's very,
yeah,
very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. And
no one's calling that a hate crime. But if a couple kids had burned a couple synagogues down, that would have been the biggest news in the world.
Yeah, I would say this, and I'll get off. That Victor Thor did a great job yesterday on his show. Him and Lisa. And I've got to give him accolades on that. Victor really jumped into it. And I know you'll cover that in the future as soon as more comes out. But
yeah, that's an interesting story. You're right about that.
Thanks, thanks, Michael.
All right, thanks, John. Thanks for your call. Okay, let's go to Ben in Florida, my buddy Ben. How you doing, Ben? Are you there, Ben? I think Ben went to sleep on us. Okay, Bob. Are you there? Bob in Texas.
Hi.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm fine. How are you?
All righty.
Okay, I have two things. First of all, I'd like to say that thanks to you, I now know that the natural antidote to globalism is nationalism.
Okay.
And that's how I see it. Globalism, nationalism is not a bad thing.
That's right.
Okay. Second thing. I want to read one sentence from a publication that I got off the State Department website.
Okay.
And I'll give you the order code for it. It's called IB85066, because I hope you would put this in your paper. It's called a CRS issue brief, Israel U.S. Foreign Assistance. And the two points I want to make is this. We give about $3 billion cash payment to Israel in foreign aid, and the emphasis is on the word cash, because there is no other country in the world that our foreign aid comes in the form of cash. Two, we make this cash payment within the first 30 days of the fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
And Israel deposits that cash payment into an interest-bearing bond account.
Mm-hmm.
And the final point is, and this is the most important one, because this explains why AIPAC, ADL are so well-funded. Here, I'm going to quote, because U.S. economic aid is given to Israel as direct government-to-government budgetary support, without any specific project accounting, and because money is fungible, there is no way to tell how Israel uses U.S. aid.
That's exactly right.
Now,
mm-hmm,
that aid, you know it, I know it, that aid goes from our pocketbook through taxes into the Treasury, into an Israeli account. They, in turn, funnel that money back to the ADL, to lobbyists, and to AIPAC, and that money ends up back in congressmen's hands.
That's exactly right. We're
talking, and you need to put that in the paper.
This is, we're talking massive corruption that is paid for by our own tax dollars.
That cannot be legal. That has got to be illegal.
Well, you know, this is the whole problem. You know, this this report that's so controversial put out by Stephen Wald and John Mearsheimer, this, the Israel lobby in U.S. foreign policy, it goes into that very, into those very details. And, you know, the bottom line of it is, you know, Bob, as I've said repeatedly on this program, that in the case of Israel and U.S. foreign policy towards Israel, there are more lies and double standards and bullying than you can find in any other policy.
Well,
by the
reason
US government.
I gave you those numbers and the number and the name, because this is a fact. It came off of the State Department's website. It's just that the people don't know, and it's up to you to tell them.
Well, I tell you, that's what I've been trying to do now for more than half my life. And, you know, like I said here in the show the other night, sometimes I feel like I'm a failure because, you know, everything that I tried to prevent, you know, U.S. involvement in the Middle East and, you know, the deficit.
You know, I would go so far as to say that because of the way that money is giving to Israel, that because there is no way to tell that the money we, our Congress has allocated to give to Israel, because they, because the law that allocated this money, the way the Congress enacted the law that allowed the money to be given to Israel this in this manner, in other words,
mm-hmm.
without any specific project accounting, and with the full knowledge, the congressman knew, with the full knowledge that, the one, they did not have to account for this money, and two, they know money is fungible. Now, the congressman knew that when they voted to approve this law.
Oh, they've done, there's all sorts of, you
because,
know,
Wait, let me finish. Because of that, they should be prevented from acting on any legislation in, relating to Israel, because there's no way to prove that that money isn't coming back into their hands.
You know, you're right. You know what? I tell you, I'm sorry to say, you know what the only solution to the problem is? Building some gallows right over here on the Capitol steps.
No, take it. You're not taking what I'm saying seriously.
Oh, I'm taking it seriously. I just know that the political system as it exists now is so totally, thoroughly corrupt. We could go over there and scream our heads off, to every member of Congress, and you know what they're going to say to us? They're going to say, well, you know, even, privately a few of them will say, well, you know how powerful the Israeli lobby is.
Don't scream the Congress. I've given you the report that contains this information. The people will become irate. They just need to know about it, and I better hang up.
Okay, Bob.
Bye.
Well, that's maybe one silver bullet. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, there's so many lies and so many outrageous things in regard to all these insane policies. Anyway, we have Gene in Texas. Gene, why don't you come on up?
Yeah, you know, Abe Foxman and all his kind are serpents. That's the best animal I can describe them.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know some people who've had some iguanas, and they're not bad little animals. So, I prefer the term hookworm because
yeah.
I really cannot find much shit.
Well,
much that's redeeming in a hookworm.
Well, that's good, too, but I believe they're serpents. And
okay.
Let me tell you about these people in history, even. We all know about Texas independence, and this is the 170th anniversary of that. And San Jacinto, after Sam Houston and the Texas Army defeated the Mexican Army, Santa Ana was nowhere to be found. They found him, some of the Texas Army found him in a field in a bunch of high weeds, crawling on his stomach, trying to hide in the weeds. this is a good example of how these dictators, they're so tough when they have an army behind them, and, you know, they're attacking 180-something men in a
mm-hmm.
building called the Alamo.
Mm-hmm.
They get their rear ends kicked, like they did at San Jacinto, in 1836, the little dictator fled like the coward he was, like the serpent he was, and they found him crawling on his stomach in a bunch of high weeds. You know, even Napoleon fled the field at Waterloo in 1815 after his Republican Guard was beaten back by Wellington's British forces. And so you said he fled the field and fled back to Paris. I mean, you know, when these dictators don't have the media, like I say, modern day, they don't have the media behind them, they don't have an army behind them, you know, they're nothing. They're absolutely nothing, and they're cowards.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, you know, in the end, you know, I feel in my heart that we are going to prevail. It may get a lot worse before it gets better, but I think in the end we are going to prevail, and
I know we are, because,
and, you know, there's going to be a lot of people we're going to chase out of this country, and that includes some very prominent people who hold very big offices in America today. They're going to be driven out of this country because they betrayed this country, and they deserve to have their citizenship.
Well, I'll tell you, Michael, as a Christian, I know we're going to win, all right?
Yeah. I can't disagree with you there, Gene.
Okay, sir.
All right, thanks for your call. Let's move on to Smitty from South Carolina. Smitty, come on up.
Yeah, how you doing, Mr.
How you doing tonight?
Look here, Bob just beat me out of my punch. You said exactly what I called in to say.
Okay.
So really, I don't have much to add to it.
Well,
he was right on the point.
Yeah, you know, it's that whole issue of how of the U.S. foreign aid and how it's manipulated on in this particular case with Israel. You know, there's all sorts of special exemptions they get. That's just the tip of the iceberg that Bob was talking about. And you know, he's right. His point is very well taken.
No, he's 100%. That's what he said, exactly what I called in. I wanted to say.
Well, you know,
America is paying for its own destruction because of control out of Israel.
Isn't it amazing? I mean,
with the tax fund money that Americans is paying in, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It's a shame.
Well, you know, like I just said to Gene there from Texas, you know, I said as bad as the situation is, I really am confident that in the end, you know, we're going to win. It might be bloody, it might be unpleasant, but we are going to win. That's what my thought is for the evening.
Right.
Okay, well, listen, Smitty, I got to move on here. I want to get
these
very patient callers in. I thank you for your call. You call again. I think we have Carlos from California. Carlos, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Mr. How you doing, Michael Collins?
How you Pfeiffer? Doing?
Real good. I've read quite a few of your books going back a few years.
Okay.
And, you know, I was one thing that really angered me today, I was looking through the website, and I see a note here whereby the Hutchinson Whampoa Company out of China is now going to be in charge of detecting nuclear materials inside cargo passing through the Bahamas to the United States.
I don't mean to laugh. That's not funny.
Well, I got the same reaction you did.
Yeah.
If anybody knows the history of Hutchinson Whampoa, the people behind it are the Lee Kashin family, which is has a lot of financial ties to the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, and also financial ties to the People's Republic of the Liberation Army.
Exactly. Isn't it? I mean, you know, like I say, I laughed at that because, I mean, I knew the details, and I just, again, it's just this symptom that our corrupt leaders in America seem to have. It's a symptom of their, I should say, it's part of the corruption that they, you know, they'll sell us out for a dime, you know. So, you know, why should we be surprised?
I mean, well, I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah, no, that's what I say, and it's this kind of thing, you know, corruption always destroys itself, and that's what's going to happen with this government that we have. You know, it has become, you know, there was this big scandal surrounding this congressman from California who's they just gave him 9 years in jail, and he apparently was very egregious in his thievery. But, you know, the funny thing is there's so many others up here in Congress who are so equally, totally corrupt. And, you know, it's all going to come tumbling down someday.
Well, you know, I hope you're right, Michael, but I doubt it very much. I'll tell you why, because they're so well entrenched throughout the world. The New World Order's companies, corporations are buying out all the raw materials in the world, water especially, If you look at Latin countries and African countries and Asian countries that are bankrupt because of the IMF, mm-hmm. the World Bank's policies, that is paving the way. All these bankrupt companies are having to sell their water, their state-owned water, to companies like Vivendi, Bechtel, Suez, all these international companies that are buying out the water and other raw materials. So they're going to take over the raw materials of the world.
Well,
what
I'll
are
tell
we
you
going
what.
To do?
I'll tell you what. Then that just means that we got to get our pitchforks and our shotguns and start putting them to work.
Well, you know, it's going to come out to, we're going to have to emulate the movie Vendetta. I don't know if you've seen the movie.
Not yet. Okay, Carlos, I'm going to have to move on. Thanks for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have a few minutes left and a few callers remaining, so we'll try to get you up there. Ben, Myron, and Mark.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here, wrapping up another hour on Republic Broadcasting Network, coming to you from Washington. I'll be here, of course, tomorrow night for the regular programming, but unless John has changed his mind, I'm going to be sitting in for John Stadtmiller tomorrow between, 5 and 7 Eastern time, so I guess, 4 to 6 Eastern time. I'll be handling the wheel of John's show. And the scheduled guest, so far as I know, is Charlotte Thompson Iserbay, a very talented lady who has done a great, great service to America with her research into the problems of American education, a very important issue that I used to focus a lot on, but I've gotten sidetracked with this controversial topic of Israel and the Zionist lobby. But that education issue is very, very important, and I'm looking forward to talking to Charlotte, who I first met many, many years ago. Okay, we only have a couple minutes left, and I want to try to squeeze in our callers. Ben in Florida, I guess you're back, Ben.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I thought we lost you there. I thought Abe Foxman came and took you away.
You made me lose my friend at court. Oh, yeah. I asked on a different program this dual citizenship. I wonder if any of these politicians are dual citizens.
You know, that's a very interesting question. That would be very, very interesting. You know, I'd be willing to bet you. I'd be willing to bet you that there are a couple up there in Capitol Hill today. That's an interesting question. You know, I'm going to try to find out. I'm going to make a few phone calls, call some of these offices and just ask them flat out and see what they have to say.
Very good. No, interesting. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, I was just saying it's an interesting question, and I'm going to see if I can get a straight answer from at least one of them.
Well, I'm an Italian-American, and I'm proud of what we did, especially in the Second World War. You can find in the archives of the Newark Star-Ledger from the journalist Walter Winchell. You know, they all get religion once in a while. He gave the statistics. Italian Americans, we were only 9% of the population, 18% of combat outfits, no, 20% of combat outfits, and as a result, 18% of casualties.
No kidding.
And I'm one of those multi-scarred veterans.
Very interesting.
I
said that's very interesting, actually.
Yeah, but I got the most powerful friend in the world. The guy upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're saying. I agree with you, Ben. That's why we're going to win. We're on the right side.
I hate to talk in the first person, but I'll tell you why. I was too reckless. I mean, right from the outset, I was second scout. And I had a lot of close calls. Me and the first point, man, we're fighting the whole mountain by ourselves because, well, you go ahead of the whole platoon, you know, to make sure you don't get bushwhacked. And, boy, I had got a flesh wound, still kept firing like hell. I hate to talk in the first person, but I...
Well, you know what, Ben, that music has wounded me because that means I have to cut you off, and I got to tell Myron in Georgia and Mark from Texas that we're out of time, but I hope they'll call back maybe tomorrow night. Thanks to all the callers. Thanks to those of you who listened and didn't call. And thanks to all of you who are working together with all other good patriots to try to break up this racket in Washington and save America, because that's what we are trying to do. Save America and save the world, folks. We're world savers, and we're going to win. But in the meantime, I got to close for now, so I will see y'all tomorrow night, and please tune in and listen to me with Charlotte Isabey tomorrow. This is Michael Collins Piper on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS.
Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.